This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and I promise we are going to get to some happy stuff tonight because it's such a heavy, crappy day with all this terrible news. So we are going to get to your phone calls about what you're grateful for. That's it. I want to know what you're grateful for. Can be tiny, something that sounds stupid to everyone. I don't care. Or something that's huge. It doesn't matter. 877-377-4373. We're also going to get to Medal of Honor Monday here in just a second. We got an email for this one. But I promised you a big show announcement, and here it is. And I'm sorry, I have to give you like half information right now, not for contractual reasons, just because I don't have everything laid out in front of me. I will give you all the full skinny going forward. You like history? You enjoy history? Do you want to go on a history tour with me, Michael, Chris, my family? Next August, we're doing a tour of the Holy Land. We're going to go to Masada, Sea of Galilee, you name it. We're going on a Holy Land tour just for the Jesse Kelly Show and Jesse Kelly Show fans next year. How freaking sick is that? It's through, look, you can go find it and sign up right now if you want. I'll get you all the information. It's through a company called Christian Expedition. They reached out to the show, love what we're doing, thought with the love of history and whatnot, it would be fun to do just a big history tour of the Holy Land, and that's what we're going to be doing. So, you want to join us all, the whole crew, on a vacation? Next summer. It's next August, I believe it is. Next August, right, Chris? That's right? Next August? He's confirming it, right? Next July. Oh, next July? I think we're going to be there for my birthday. Oh, we are. All right, yeah, next July. Holy Land Tour. It's on ChristianExpedition.com somewhere, I'm sure. How about that? Let's go do some history together. All right, we got this email. It says, hey, Devil Dog. It's a bit after Memorial Day, but I find myself remembering my friends I lost, both during and after that god-awful conflict we refer to as the Iraq War, or Global War on Terror. In addition to those left behind in that godforsaken desert and those who took their lives in the year after, I was once blessed to have known a man by the name of Rudolfo Hernandez, who passed approximately 6 months after I met him, and his daughter at a Medal of Honor event in Honolulu, Hawaii. I would be honored if you read his Medal of Honor citation this coming Monday. It was my honor to have accompanied them for this short but meaningful event. I was truly humbled to have met him and a solid majority of living Medal of Honor recipients at the time. Please let me know if you choose to read this on the air or if you read this citation. My working hours don't always allow me the privilege of listening to your show, so I'd like to listen to the podcast. God bless, Devil Dog. Thank you for all you do. I understand it might not think what you do is worthy of praise, but you are giving a voice to the voiceless. Oh, there's nothing special at all about what I do. I promise you that. But people like Rudolfo Hernandez, who won the Medal of Honor doing this stuff for this country, that's special.
Ready? Aim.
Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
This is again for Rodolfo P. Hernandez, U.S. Army. This is the Korean War. This took place May 31st, 1951, all right? Here's his citation. Corporal Hernandez, a member of Company G, distinguished himself by conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty in action against the enemy. His platoon, in defensive positions on Hill 420, came under ruthless attack by a numerically superior and fanatical hostile force. Accompanied by heavy artillery, mortar, and machine gun fire, which inflicted numerous casualties on the platoon, his comrades were forced to withdraw due to lack of ammunition. But Corporal Hernandez, although wounded in an exchange of grenades, continued to deliver deadly fire into the ranks of the onrushing assailants until a ruptured cartilage rendered his rifle inoperative. Immediately leaving his position, Corporal Hernandez rushed the enemy armed only with a rifle and a bayonet. Fearlessly engaging the foe, he killed six of the enemy before falling unconscious from grenade, bayonet, and bullet wounds, but his heroic action momentarily halted the enemy advance and enabled his unit to counterattack and retake the lost ground. The indomitable fighting spirit, outstanding courage, and tenacious devotion to duty clearly demonstrated by Corporal Hernandez reflect the highest credit upon himself, the infantry, and the U.S. Army. This dude's rifle didn't fire anymore, and he had who knows how many Chinese pouring at him, and he just fixed bayonets and charged at them. Daggone, son. That's why we read those Medal of Honor citations. That's why we do it. Look, all the muck and crap out there today. I mean, all these headlines I'm looking at, they all suck. I mean, it's terrible. So we need to pause and reflect on the people who built this country, huh? These are the people we should celebrate as a culture. All right, now it is time. Tell me something you're grateful for. And I don't care if it's huge or small. In a world of all this bad news, we're going to talk about some good things too tonight. Beth, in Ohio, what are you grateful for?
I am grateful for my one-year-old Dutch Shepherd puppy. I suffer from PTSD, have a hard time feeling safe. Well, my puppy and I are going through protection training right now, and I think I'm pretty safe. So I'm really thankful for him.
Life ain't bad. What's the name of that puppy?
His name is Timo.
How about that? Beth and Timo. That's a dang good one right there, Beth. Totally acceptable. Justin in Tennessee, what are you grateful for?
I am grateful that my daughter and I now have our own place. During the pandemic last year, I actually got COVID and was let go from my job, so I had to move in with some friends. And It's been rough. I worked my butt off, and we finally got us our own place.
How about that? I bet that place feels like a daggone castle, doesn't it?
It's a small apartment. I'm having to piece furniture in a little bit at a time, but yes, it does.
Good for you, brother. I love that. PJ in Cadiz, I think you say that, Ohio. I'm from Ohio. I don't know that, but that's a cool name. PJ in Ohio, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for my fiance. She was my girlfriend in 2 years. She became my fiance on March 3rd. She's my strength. She's what keeps me going.
How about that? They make life worth living sometimes, huh?
Yeah.
Jennifer in Lake Texoma, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for my sister. The last year and a half, I had a lot of financial issues, and the person I was buying my house from was giving me a hassle, wanting to either take me to court or kick me out. So my sister paid off my mortgage for me.
Golly, how about that? That's a good one right there. That's a good sister. You know, I tell my sons, and I know it's a little dark, but you know I'm a little direct and a little dark. I tell my sons all the time, hey, you always have your brother's side, even when it comes to me. You have your brother's side over me. Why? I'm going to be dead and gone for a long time, and your brother's still going to be right there with you. Your brother is, you're always with them for life. You treat your sibling like that. That's a good daggone lesson right there. Rebecca in Indiana, go.
I'm thankful for my 81-year-old mom and my two dogs because they have helped me survive my millennial kids, one of whom is so progressive he didn't invite me to his wedding 2 weeks ago. But my mom and my dogs are always there.
I am sorry, Rebecca, but I'm glad you have your mom and your dogs. I know that's got to hurt, but I appreciate you. How about that? See, that's awesome. Counting your blessings when something stings like that, too. This is when we have to do it. Look, do you want me to do 3 hours of yelling and screaming into the radio because we all just lost our rear ends in the stock market today? I mean, gosh, I'd rather listen to Dome laugh. Isn't this the worst laugh? Is this the worst laugh of all time? Is there a worse laugh, fellas? I don't know. It's got to be the worst. What, Michael? George McFly's in Back to the Future. That's actually a good one. Chris, get me audio. While we listen to Dome, Chris, listen, get me some audio. Oh. I can't. I'm sorry. I had to cut it off myself. George McFly's and Back to the Future, according to Michael, is the worst laugh of all time. I remember it being a terrible laugh. Chris, you have it? Oh, play it.
Hey, Marty.
I like that laugh. I think that laugh comes off as genuine. It's a little strange. What, Chris? It's Domes is way worse. Way worse. All right. 877-377-4373. I know you can't afford groceries and the stock market sucks. I'm aware. What are you grateful for? Maybe your kids have gone haywire on you like Rebecca. Who knows? What are you grateful for, though? We all have something. We all have something. Before I get to that, I am grateful that we still have some options out there of places to go. Because I'll be honest with you, in the corporate world, I feel totally surrounded. And sometimes, if I'm being honest, sometimes I feel defeated. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Oh, this company sucks. Especially now during Pride Month, I'm well aware of just how much of corporate America hates my freaking guts. I'm well aware of it. I'm genuinely grateful to companies like MyPillow that look, it's my one-stop shop when I need something. If I need bedding, pajamas, slippers, those are on sale right now, sheets, any of that stuff, I go to MyPillow first and hope they have it. And if they don't have something I want for my home, I text them and tell them, hey, can you guys please make something? Because I'm tired of spending money with people who freaking hate me. And they do have those glorious My Slippers $90 off right now. $90. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the promo code Jesse, and that gets you $90 off. Huh? Not too bad. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, go get your My Slippers. Or you can call 800-845-0544.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday. Did you hear Bill Barr from today? Gosh, Trump's second AG. Did you just say who, Chris? Did you just say who? Jeez, Chris, maybe get with the program. It's a political talk show. Bill Barr from today with all this January 6th nonsense. Listen to this freaking guy.
My opinion then and my opinion now is that the election was not stolen by fraud. And I haven't seen anything since the election that changes my mind on that, including the 2000 Mules movie.
You stupid idiots who think the election was stolen. Why do people continue to say this, even accomplished people like Bill Barr? This has become, I've seen it all over Fox News. Everyone's decided the election wasn't stolen. There's been no evidence there was cheating. There's been no evidence there was cheating. No. Okay. I realize I went to community college and I'm just a dumb ditch digger. I realize that. But I also am able to view videotape. We have videotape. I don't have, you know, it's not Chris giving me his opinion in the breaks. Hey, I'm telling you, Jesse, it was stolen. I have paper evidence. We have independent auditing companies that have revealed these things. In one state, I think it was Pennsylvania. Don't quote me on this. I believe it was Pennsylvania, though, where they got 1 million more ballots cast than there are registered voters in the state. There's all kinds of evidence that there was mass amounts of cheating. We can argue with how much, right? We can always argue the degree. Was it enough? Did it flip the election? But we can argue because we won't ever know. But why? What is this bizarre human behavior? And I'm not even mad about the communists. I know about them. What is this bizarre human behavior with everyone who resides in the Beltway on the right to feel like they have to repeat lies? We can all see our lies. There's no fraud. That's so stupid. Trump's such a dumb poo-poo head.
My opinion then and my opinion now is that the election was not stolen by fraud. And I haven't seen anything since the election that changes my mind on that, including the 2000 Mules movie.
He's, of course, talking about Dinesh D'Souza's great movie that you should see, 2,000 Mules. But look, set that aside. Let's act like that movie doesn't even exist. Before I ever sat down and watched 2,000 Mules. And by the way, I'm the guy, I'm always skeptical of the newest theory on what may or may not happen. It's not like I just go all in and then come on the radio. It was stolen, everyone. I wait. Just it's the reason I didn't end up getting the COVID vaccine. I wait and I watch. I wait and I watch. I waited and I watched. And I watched all these audits come in. And I watch all this video evidence come out. And I watch all this statistical evidence come out of ballots here and ballots there. And do you understand how many areas, especially in places like Wisconsin, the super blue areas, you understand how many of them had precincts where there was 100% voter turnout? That's impossible. That's never happened. There were multiple this time. So look, if you want to sit there, if you want to even try to be a good little boy and say, look, it definitely wasn't stolen. Okay, that's fine. Maybe I'll even give you that. Don't tell me there wasn't massive amounts of cheating and fraud, because my eyes have shown me there is. I know there is. I know that. That's no longer an opinion. But of course, whatever we think about anything gets laughed off by our betters on the right who reside in D.C. and look down on us like these, you know, the unwashed masses. Gosh, it steams me. You know, it's putting me in a bad mood. I need more grateful stuff. I need more grateful stuff. Johnny in Jersey, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for my children. First off, the children I had in the 80s, I had a very big drug problem. I was doing, you know, an 8-ball or more every other day, plus 8 bags of heroin. And within a year and a half of the two of them being born, I cleaned up. And it happened again. I had a terrible habit back in the end of, like, 2008, 2009. And I had another child. And then again, I had to get cleaned up. So I'm grateful for my children making me be the father that I was able to be. And
that's a dang good one right there. That's a dang good one right there. Grady in San Diego. Go, boss.
Yay, Jesse. Yeah, so I just got back from a 10-day vacation with fishing up in Minnesota with my wife's family that I haven't met before. Most of them, I met her immediate family, but these are all her cousins and her uncles and everybody. Mm-hmm. That you know, I tell you, I was sitting there at dinner with them, and I just it came over me, and I just said, you know what? These people have accepted me into their family like I am family. And I am grateful to have a family like that.
Amen, brother. Good for you. Good for you, especially from people. Man, when you, I've heard these stories a lot, and maybe you're in this situation, where your home life wasn't great. Right, remember, that doesn't make you some societal outcast. That's the norm. There's a lot of people with crappy parents out there, single parents, drug-addicted parents, threw you away, but bad siblings. But a lot of people have bad home lives. You find yourself a spouse and their family takes you in, man. It's like you have a family as an adult for the first time in your life. Patrick, San Diego, go.
Hey, Jesse, I am grateful that my government school-educated 16-year-old daughter Delight still likes boys and identifies as a she and a her.
Hey, man, look, you know what? I bet that wasn't even tongue-in-cheek. Think of it. Look, I'll be honest. I've got two sons. Now, granted, they're all boy. I feel like we're on the right track at this point in time. But I think about it sometimes. When you look at the percentages out there, remember we read that chart for you one day about the percentages when you went from, you know, the greatest generation to where we are now of identifying as LGBTQ Air Force, and how it's up to like 20-30% now. I gotta be honest, I look at my sons and I think, gosh, I mean, hey, you do still like girls, right? Hey, dude, well, hang on, but where's the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue? I'm kidding. It's probably all men now. Yeah. Chris said it's all men. Well, it's all men and larger people, Chris. That's what I'm saying, larger people. All right, we're going to continue with these. 877-377-4373. What are we grateful for? I have a great little bit of hate mail I'm going to read here. I'm finally going to address this package size thing. Just another little way to just twist in the knife on us. So speaking of Chris, we'll talk about small packages next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We will get back to our shriveling package sizes here in America because the supply chain problem has gotten so bad in your phone calls. But now I want to talk to somebody. I mean, how many candidates do I have on the show? Hardly any, right? I think I've had Joe Kent on. I still never have candidates on the show because they don't have anything to say. It's crappy radio. So why have them on the show? Blake Masters is running for Senate out in Arizona. I've been privileged to meet him. Blake Masters is a guy with some thoughts, some actual vision on things we can do in this country, and he joins me now. Blake, what's wrong with America?
My gosh. Well, so many things right now because the Democrats are in charge, Jesse, and they are just failing. They're failing. But if I had to boil it down, it's like you've got a ruling class, you've got a Joe Biden regime that actually appears to hate this country because they're putting America last. They're doing the exact wrong thing every single time. And when the people in charge of a country actually hate it, and actively seek its destruction, it's pretty depressing. It's pretty bleak.
No, I can't disagree. And for me, Blake, I think it goes beyond, I mean, Joe Biden and the idiot communists he's surrounded himself by. When that infection has gotten into the administrative state, when our professors think like this now, entertainers, athletes, people who bring us the news, when all of our cultural leaders have that exact same mindset that America kind of sucks, I don't know how do we avoid that poison infecting everything when all our cultural leaders share the same thought?
Well, we're sort of in a race, you know, for survival here. We're in a race against time. But I'm still an optimist. You know, that's why I'm running for office. I think it's going to be hard to turn this ship around, but I think it's possible. And as long as it's possible, we have to fight. You know, what gives me optimism is, yeah, you're right. The left, man, okay, they have the government, they have the academy, they've got higher education. Increasingly, they have K-12, they have all the cultural institutions, but they don't have the people. You know, I think the craziest thing that the woke people ever did was convince people that they represent more than like 5% of people in this country. But actually, like 75% of people in this country have a lot of common sense and want a real border and want to get inflation under control and don't want their kid to attend drag queen story hour. So I'm just an optimist in the sort of commonsensical nature of most people. I think most people aren't on board for what's happening right now.
Blake, did you beat up some communist at a political event last week?
Let's see. What should I say that won't get me in legal trouble? No, look, Jesse, this guy hit a woman. Okay, he showed up. He was like, you know, masked and vaxxed, and he had a BLM shirt on. But, you know, whatever. You can dress like a fool if you want. That's fine. That's not going to earn you a punch. What will earn you a Blake Masters intervention is if you hit a woman. And I'm telling you, I just saw it 100% clear. Maybe there's some scuffle beforehand that I missed. But, like, I saw a big man punch a small elderly woman. And, you know, without thinking, it just triggered an instinct. I went in, put myself in between them, and made sure that he wasn't going to hit her again. Let's just say that.
You answered that so masterfully, Blake, and I can't tell you how much everybody in the audience is cheering right now at the thought of it. There's video, by the way, if you all would like to go see it. I've watched it several times, standing up cheering. Blake, you say a lot that an American family should be able to have a single income and raise a family. What do you mean by that?
Well, we used to be able to do it in this country, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that just used to be economic reality. You could have a modest house and have a car, maybe two cars. You could take a two-week vacation and raise a family on one single income. And now you can't really do that. And I think it's fascinating why no politicians, Republicans don't speak this way, Democrats certainly don't, but why not? It's like, what happened? Maybe it's complicated, globalization, decades of inflation, right? But we should be talking about this, and our economic policy should be geared towards making sure that we have an economy that works for families. It's not all just about GDP. Like, yeah, I like economic growth. GDP is good. But if you just sacrifice the health and well-being of families to this altar of high GDP, pretty soon you're going to have a hollowed-out country where a few people are doing really, really well, but you can't actually have a middle class. And that's what's happening to America. I think it's a huge problem.
Speaking with Blake Masters, running for Senate in Arizona, and somebody I want you to support. Blake, can you explain to me this? How does Arizona now end up with two Democrat senators? I mean, I lived there. I ran for office there and failed twice. I'm sure you'll do better than I did. But two Democrat senators now? How does that happen in once red Arizona?
Well, there's all these, you know, technical reasons. It's like, you know, we ran Martha McSally twice, and you know, she did not win twice, and so that's sort of by definition one answer. And you know, in retrospect, she just wasn't the right candidate. But you know, a lot of people just say, oh well, Arizona's a purple state; it's changing. And I want to push back on that hard. I think this is still a red state, certainly more red than blue. We just have to run candidates who are going to be bold, who are going to appeal to people, who are going to call out this current failed Democrat leadership. I think we're going to have a red wave. I'm not complacent about that. We still have to do the hard work to make that happen. But I think Democrats are going to get their clocks cleaned here in November, and it starts right here in Arizona.
Blake, what's the solution for people who get very frustrated, setting Democrats and the administrative state aside, who get very frustrated with the corporate world now and the corporate world going all in for the communists and spitting on our values every day, all day long? People are so sick of it. It's half my emails every day. You can't buy a pack of Oreos or go to an NFL football game without getting this crap in your face all the time. What's the solution for people?
Well, I mean, we have to win. We have to fight and win back the culture. You know, I'm one of these Republicans that says, hey, guys, wake up, please. I'm trying to shake people awake and tell them we're in a culture war.
Yes.
I understand that that's uncomfortable. I understand talking about some of these issues can feel icky. But too many Republicans want to put blinders on and only focus on like tax cuts. And it's like, don't get me wrong. I love tax cuts. We should be the party of low taxes. But if all we are is the party of low taxes, well, we're going to get crushed. Because the left, man, they have this ghastly agenda, but you got to give them credit. They play hard. They're playing for all the marbles, and they're playing for the culture. And so they've infiltrated all these institutions. We have to take them back. One concrete thing I want to do is, for instance, ban ESG scores. I think ESG scores, you know, ESG is just a shorthand for, you know, radical progressive Democrat agenda. And I love what DeSantis is doing in Florida. You know, that's a really good concrete example of how someone, a principled conservative leader, can push back against this woke ideology that's infecting corporate America.
Did I not tell you people you were going to love this guy? How much do we talk about ESG and he wants to ban it, as we should do it across the country? All right, Blake, I'll give you the last word here. What are you having for dinner tonight?
For dinner tonight, you know, it's either Taco Bell, if we're going to go and work hard on the I got to put signs up, you know, so it might be some fast food, or maybe I'll grill myself a ribeye. But it's kind of that high and low strategy.
What's the Blake Masters go-to order at Taco Bell?
Steak quesadilla is always the staple. I love the, what's the disgusting, horrible blue Mountain Dew? Baja Blast.
Oh, the Baja Blast? Oh.
I get the Baja Blast, yeah. And then, you know, sometimes I'll try something new every time. So you gotta go for the favorites, and then you got to spice it up.
Go run for the border. Blake, appreciate you. Blake, hold on. Blake, give out your website, please, if people want to support you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Go to blakemasters.com. Please sign up. Donate what you can. We're going to win this thing. I'm going to beat Mark Kelly this fall.
Blakemasters.com. How many Senate candidates in America? Thank you, Blake. How many Senate candidates in America have had to sock someone at their event and would be willing to do so? Go look. You know what? Don't even just take my word for it. Go look up that guy's ads and tell me, is that the type of guy you want in the Senate? And think about how useless our Senate is. Remember, we have all these Republican senators currently working with the Democrats trying to take away more of your gun rights. Yeah, I think we could use some guts up there. Mike in Ohio, go.
Hey, I'm happy. I'm grateful for the fact that I can wake up in the morning and suck air. I go up to that VA hospital in Cleveland, and, you know, you look around, and you're grateful because I can walk out of there. They can't.
That's a great call, and I used to think the same thing when I walked in the VA. How blessed am I? All right, we'll get back to more of those. Shrinkage time. Let's talk about something practical. Something practical you should be doing and I should be doing. I'm not just talking to you here. We talk all the time about how we're scared about this and we're unsure about this and these are scary times. And they are scary times, right? They are. This is the period of time we've been given, but these are scary times. So we have to make preparations. Part of those preparations is getting things like gold, water, medical supplies, things, and practicing with your weapon. Practicing with your weapon. If the time comes, and I pray to God it never comes, that you have to pick up your weapon to defend your life or your family's life, can you hit what you aim at? Are you sure about that? Because I promise you, when you're scared and it matters, you're going to be a much worse shot than you are sitting here listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You only get better with practice. Mantis X lets you practice in your home. In your home. Hey, Father's Day's coming. You think he'd like a new gadget that lets him practice with his weapons? Go to MantisX.com and sign up today. MantisX.com.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it's not a bad song, Chris. That's a catchy song. It's because you don't like fun. You're not a super fun and bubbly person like I am, Chris. Jovial, that's the word I was looking for. Shut up, Chris. I know what words to use. Remember, you can email Jesse at jessekellyshow.com, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. You can watch me at thefirsttv.com/Jesse if you want there. You have to sign up for the simulcast. It's $100 for the year. And if you miss any part of the show, you can just get the podcast. iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. All right. Shrinkage. Headline is, no, you're not imagining it. Package sizes are shrinking. From yogurt to toilet paper to coffee to corn chips, manufacturers are quietly shrinking package sizes without lowering prices. It's been dubbed shrinkflation, and it's accelerating worldwide. Here's just a few of them. You know, I don't usually read articles. I think that's usually pretty lame radio, but I thought this was fascinating. In the U.S., a small box of Kleenex now has 60 tissues. A few months ago, it had 65. Chobani flips yogurts. I don't even know what Chobani is. Did I say that right, Chris? Chris, is it Chobani? Chobani? I don't know. I'm an American. Have shrunk from 5.3 ounces to 4.5. In the UK, they go in a bunch of others. I read you that story. Remember, I read that story a little while back that Doritos was putting, I think the number was five fewer chips in the same size bag. And look, we're going to joke about it because what else can we do, right? But it's just, it is part of the larger package of our standard of living shrinking, going down. And that's kind of a bummer deal, is it not? Which is why we're doing the phone calls tonight about tell me something you're grateful for. I'm grateful for listeners like this guy who says the Second Amendment says you can carry a musket as part of a well-regulated militia. What part of this bill infringes on that, you dumb? And I can't say what he chose to the slur. It starts with an F. It ends with a T. And I think it's a dish actually still in Britain to this day. I think it's a UK dish. Yeah, it's the same word they used to use for cigarette, Chris. That's what I got called for standing up for the guns. And lovely listeners like that, they make it all worthwhile, baby. Jesse, I just heard about you getting jacked. I can empathize. He's talking about me getting robbed last week. Midlife crisis car got broken into, in case you missed it. I had a beautiful midlife crisis truck that was broken into the same way. And coincidentally, the perp brushed off my Maui Jim sunglasses. I still can't believe he didn't take my Maui Jims. I would have been devastated. Those are the best things ever, and I'm never going to spend $250 on a pair of glasses. So I got them free, and that's the only ones I'm going to have. What, Chris? Hold on. Let's pause here real quick. I'm sorry. We'll get back to the show. You know I have a job to mentor Chris into not being a loser. All right, so just one second. Listen to me. I understand your religious affiliations prevent you from spending any money in any quantity at all. No. Let me finish. I get that. I understand that. And I was just like you for the longest time. All my sunglasses, since I broke or lost all of them, I always got the gas station sunglasses. I always did. All right? And to be honest, I have like 6 pairs of sunglasses, and they're virtually all gas station sunglasses. Except, I told you when I was in RV sales, and I got top 10 one year, and part of, if you got like top 10 salesmen in the company, they would fly you to Hawaii for, I think it was 5 days, you and the wife, and it's paid for in Hawaii. Now, you had to pay for meals and whatnot, but it's still cool. It's a cool trip. And part of the trip was you got a free pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Chris, hear me out. Hear me out. You don't understand the difference when you get the expensive ones, and they don't hurt your nose and your ears as much. Trust me, I treasure these things. You don't wear glasses? Oh, that's fine. Don't protect your eyes. You're right. Just be stupid your whole life. We're going back to the phones. 877-377-4373. Tell me something you're grateful for. Ronald in Denver. Go.
Hi, Jesse.
What's How up, are Ronald? You? Ronald, you are violating every rule of every norm on this show at the moment. Ronald, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for my friend Anita.
Yeah? Are you going to elaborate at all, Robert? Ronald?
That woman has been with me through thick and thin.
Okay. Is this your girlfriend, Ronald, and you don't want to admit it?
No.
Don't tell lies right now. Don't tell lies.
No, I'm not lying to you.
No, I appreciate it. All right, one more time. Apparently, I keep forgetting the show is growing and people don't know the rules. I let that one go because Ronald was hammered. No hi, no how are you, no I love the show, I'm not going to thank you for the call, we don't do small talk here. Most days of the week, 3 or 4 days out of the week, I don't even take phone calls. This is a rarity. When we do it, no one wants to hear us talk. Nobody wants to hear us small talk. I promise, not a single person wants to hear me tell the 10th person how I am. Garth, great name by the way, Garth in New Jersey, go. Garth? Dang it, Garth. Chris, you have any idea how close I am to making Wayne's World lines and references right now because we had someone by the name of Garth on the phone? I'm not going to do it. No, I'm not going to do it because I'm above that, Chris. I'm way too mature for that. But I'm just telling you, I was dang close. Jason in Spokane, go. I think the phone lines might be down. Oh, well, who cares? All right, shrinking package sizes. Now, on to something a little bit different. Remember how I told you, we just got done talking about how I watch and wait? And I'll get back to those. 877-377-4373. You tell me what you're grateful for. But I watch and wait whenever stories seem to be breaking. And a month or two ago, I would say, I started to notice there was a lot of chatter about food processing plants. Places we get our food here in America. Remember, your food isn't made in the grocery store for the most part. But the places we get our food in America starting to be destroyed. Most of the time it was a fire. I remember another time it was a plane that flew into a food processing plant. But I started to watch and wait. Now, I didn't want to come on here and start screaming, they're attacking us on purpose. And I didn't want to come on here and do that. I didn't want to sound like a wingnut. And I still don't want to sound like a wingnut. But I'm holding in my hands here well over 90 of these incidents just since Biden took office. And they're alarming. They're extremely alarming. I'm going to read, I don't know about all these, but a lot of these to you in a second when we get back. And you tell me, are we under attack? And if we are under attack, who's attacking us? Because this list I'm holding in my hands sure looks like an attack. Hang on, we'll talk about it. I'd rather hear some blues
or funky old soul. You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.